Hey, Nadine.
Hi, Jamie. Good morning. I'm sorry I couldn't answer your call. I was away from my desk, and I was trying to call you, and they're like, Nadine, Jamie's on the line again. I'm like, tell him I'm calling him. I'm not ignoring him. Good morning.
That's fine.
So, talk to me.
I want to go through with the contract that I did.
Okay, what's going on? Talk to me.
I just, basically, y'all, I guess y'all don't got the best reputation online.
Okay, I noticed these, well, in the notes they put that you were looking at the BBB, right?
I was looking at everything that shows up. So the only thing that has good reviews on y'all is y'all's own site.
So
if any other site has bad reviews.
Right. Listen, Jamie, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that we don't have bad reviews, right? We've been in business for 17 years, okay? Any company that doesn't have any bad reviews being in business that long, I would have a red flag raised, you know? And I'm not here to tell you that there's been some, you know, businesses that weren't happy with our services. The BBB, one thing I do want to address on that, when it comes to the BBB, right, if there is an issue, okay, it is our job to fix it. That's why we're able to keep the A-plus rating, because we have addressed whatever issues or complaints that were against us, right? That's how you keep your rating, okay? On Google, I know we have over 600 reviews, and yes, there's going to be some there that aren't happy. And I'll tell you, we have tried to rectify every single one and address whatever issues people had, okay? We would not be in business this long, Jamie, if we weren't doing something right, you know? And it's with any business out there. I mean, any company you use, they're going to have some type of bad reviews. And I'm not going to say that we don't.
And that's not the that's not the only reason. So another reason is y'all don't got a big online presence, so... Basically, if I type in y'all's, if I type in local Splash or something, there's four other companies that do what y'all do that pop up way before y'all.
Well, because I'll tell you why. Because our focus is to make sure that the companies we're working with are the ones that are being promoted on Google, not our own company. Do you see what I'm saying? That's the whole point of it. See, one thing with a lot of SEO companies, we're not trying to put our whole online presence out there. It's the service that we're doing for the businesses that we're working with. That's the goal. These other companies, you know, I mean, if they're coming up first online, I mean, obviously they're running Google ads, they're doing all kinds of stuff. We're not here to pump our business up like that. It's to service the companies that we're working with. I mean, that's the goal, right? And that's why we do what we do.
Yeah, what I would only expect y'all to do for my company, what y'all have done for yours. You know, if y'all haven't done that for yours, why? What would make me think that y'all are going to do it for me?
Well, the thing is because
I mean,
our
you gotta look
focus. Yeah,
you
no,
look
I do. I do. I get where you're coming from, but you got to keep in mind as well, right? That our focus is promoting the companies that are with us to be on the first page of Google. I mean, we've been doing this 17 years. You know what I mean? We wouldn't be in business this long if we weren't good at what we do.
Yeah.
And that's why we do month to month, Jamie, because we want to ensure that we are earning your business month in and month out. There's other companies out there, and I'll tell you, though, they won't get you on.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah. No. Go ahead. I'll wait.
Hello? Are you still
I'm
there,
here.
Nadine?
Of course, okay. Of course. Yeah, no. If you have to take a call, just tell me.
Yeah, so basically, I think I read it, the 24-hour return. I just don't want it to go beyond 24 hours before I contact y'all to get a return.
No, listen. This is why I gave you my number as well. If it is ever something urgent, you call me. And I will make sure that we will get to you, okay? We always say within a 24-hour return, but this is why I always provide my information as well, because I understand sometimes it's something urgent. You cannot wait, right? So that's why you're always welcome to call me. If I don't pick up the phone right away, Jamie, it's because either I stepped away from my desk or I'm on another call. But I always return my calls and my text messages and my emails. Okay. Unless if I passed, but I'm not looking to do that anytime soon. You know, I mean, we're here to service you and stand by what we say. Okay. I've even notated because you're considered, you know, a special, right? Because of the fact that of your Google ads, and we want to make sure that we're on top of everything. So we're here to help you in whatever way we can. Okay.
Okay.
So so they tried to call you for your client interview.
Mm-hmm. I talked to them and I told them that I no longer want to do it. And they said, okay.
Okay. So we do need to reschedule your client interview. Let me ask her and see if she's available.
Well, I no longer want to do that if that's going to get me deeper with y'all. I just want to stop where I'm at and get my
Oh, you don't want to move forward?
No, no longer want to move forward.
Okay. Is there anything else, I mean, that I can help you with? I mean,
maybe later on whenever I get going. But right now I'm kind of tight budgeted and stuff. And
okay. Well, let's talk about that. I mean, is the cost kind of holding you back a little bit?
No, it's y'all's online presence. I believe I already said that to three different people. And I believe I already explained myself pretty good.
Okay. All right. So let me just mention to my manager.
Yeah, maybe work on y'all's online presence and stop, I mean, maybe not so much on the people, so that people, you know, literally I looked up y'all's deal, there's nothing good online except for on y'all's own page.
You saw absolutely no good reviews on our Google? You saw nothing but bad?
I saw maybe, okay, out of like, you know, 15 reviews or whatever, I saw probably three good ones that looked fake.
That looked fake?
Yes.
Really?
They used asterisks, like, they would be like, this place does really good for my business, and I do asterisk, 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 they don't say, and then, so they did real good, like, who's going to put that in? Who cares if somebody knows what you do? They could go down the street and see what you do. Like, why would you do asterisk, asterisk, you know, like, but you could just tell it was computer generated or something.
Your
normal person doesn't use that kind of typing. I do a lot of typing. I don't ever do that. I have yet to see somebody do that.
I'm looking to see what you're talking about. I'm looking right now and I see 770 Google reviews, 4.1. When I click on the reviews.
Hold, I'm typing in too. What do I got to type in to see that?
Just type in local splash and then you'll see our profile page on Google.
Flash. So I got White Shark Media that pops up, Local Splash right here. That's our own site. Of course, I'm not going to look at anything on
it. It should show you our profile page.
Yeah, I don't want to see y'all's site. I want to see other people's
sites. Well, no. What I'm trying to tell you, no, it's not our website. The profile page, it'll show Local Splash, website link, save, call, and then it shows right underneath of it Google reviews.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call a profile page. That's what, like, we create you. Everybody, whenever they're PIN verified on Google, they're created a profile page, right? Where it has your phone number, your website link. So the profile page, like if you type in local splash, then you'll see you're talking about what's on the left. I'm talking about what's on the right. It's like a profile page. And it'll show
that's
reviews.
That's not coming up on my phone. So look, there is a thing called, I mean, there is something popping up called Splash Shack, but that ain't y'all. I see y'all on Facebook.
Let me look it up on my phone
on
so
LinkedIn,
that way I can see what you're talking about.
So,
Let me go to Local Splash. I'm going to look at it from my phone because I'm looking from my desk. So when you type in when I typed in Local Splash on my phone, what I get is it says local splash overview, reviews, services, photos, and then it gives like a whole, like, lieu of information.
My phone don't do that.
Okay. You have an iPhone, right? I think you mentioned you had an iPhone. Okay.
So as well, yeah. I got Local Splash typed in the search bar. Very first thing underneath it is White Shark Media. Next one is Local Splash, y'all's own page, localsplash.com. Right below that is your Google where you can call a person with the, you know, the little thing, and it's actually advertising Splash Shack. It ain't even advertising Local Splash. Right beneath that is y'all's Facebook page, y'all's LinkedIn, mm-hmm. Better Business Bureau.
It should show you, when I pull it up, it shows me the Google profile, and then it goes on to show me, like, all the other, like, Bird's Eye and all, like, our actual website, Indeed, and it just goes on with all the other, you know, type of directories that we're listed on. So when I look at the reviews, I see 770 of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
I wish I could get to that.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand. That's kind of weird. Yeah, maybe if I do this, because I want you to see the profile, so where you're seeing on the reviews, because I'm trying to see where you're saying where there's an asterisk.
I typed in Local Splash California, and it came up to y'all's deal where it says Local Splash 770 on the reviews.
Yes, and then when you click on those reviews, right? So you could see the reviews by either relevant.
It doesn't show stars, or it won't let you click on the reviews.
That's strange. Yeah, because I see it from my phone. I could click where I could see the most relevant. I could see newest. I could see the newest reviews. I could click if I want to see the newest ones, the highest ones, the lowest ones. So it allows me to kind of filter.
Figured out, but the other people's end ain't figured out so much.
Yeah, because I'm able to view it in that
y'all,
way.
Y'all's reviews are hidden. I can't get to them no way.
Really? Looking at them.
I can send you a screenshot.
I believe you, but I'm saying not unless, see, and you're using Safari, right? I mean, because all iPhones have the Safari.
Yeah, I'm using the internet, yeah? Whether it's Google Chrome, Safari.
Yeah, you should be able to see it. It's strange. I don't know why you don't see it on your end, because I see it both on my computer, and I'm even looking from my iPhone.
Yeah, well, that's
it shouldn't be hidden. Well, no, it shouldn't be hidden. It's supposed to be visible to everybody.
Yeah, well, yeah. So, basically, I don't want to creep into our 24-hour before the return. What do I have to do? Who do I have to talk to or whatever to cancel?
Yeah, so I'm gonna go ahead and send it. I've already sent it over to my manager, Tina. So she'll just call you to confirm that that's what you want to do, is to go ahead and cancel. But you keep saying the 24-hour return. I'm not understanding.
No, I said I don't want it to go beyond 20. Like, I don't want to use none of y'all services, therefore I don't get charged.
Okay.
And if I do get charged, hopefully it's bare minimum.
I mean,
y'all have done nothing for me.
Right. Well, we had everything scheduled for this morning, and I'm sorry, Jeremy. I'm really sorry, Jamie. I really am. You know, I wish.
That take out of y'all. I mean, how much does that cost?
I
just
want to
leave a review on Better Business Bureau, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm just gonna explain my side of the story.
Yeah, no, of course. I mean, I don't know what there would be to explain. The only thing is that, I mean, you didn't even try us out. You decided to cancel because of our reviews, and I understand that. Yeah, no.
So if y'all don't return the money, then that'll be a bad review, because I have used nothing from y'all.
No, of course. I mean, we haven't done anything. You didn't give us an opportunity.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's recorded, so I'm glad that you said that.
Yeah, I mean, it is. It's recorded. I mean, that's why we do what we do, for your protection as well as for ours. So, okay.
Good deal.
I'm sorry.
If you have Tina get a hold of me, that would be great.
Yes, I will. I'll have Tina get a hold of you, okay?
Okay.
And at the very least, you know, I'm sorry that we couldn't help you. I mean, I wish there was
no
something
problem.
I could do.
It's
you
not
know,
you.
But
I would just tell the higher-up boss to, you know, get online and make that a little better, make it look a little better. It's pretty hatcheted up online. Y'all are pretty cut up on there.
Well, I do thank you for your time, Jeremy.
A lot of stab wounds online to y'all, you know.
You know what, Jamie, and I'm going to tell you something. I'm the first one to say that I'm not going to deny it. But what I'm telling you is this, right? And I'll even share this experience that my own cousin had with her catering business. She always had 5-star reviews, okay?
Yep.
Never had anybody dissatisfied. One day, she had a 1-star review, no comment, and she was beside herself, okay? She had been in business for 6 years, and she was beside herself. So I started helping her do research. Well, who is this person? Because she's trying to figure out who is it so I can make right with it. You know what I mean? I want to know what I didn't do right. Why they would give me a 1-star. Come to find out when we did the digging, it was in fact her husband's ex-wife's cousin. They had never done an event for her. And she just went and put a 1-star. It couldn't be removed. You know what I mean? And so she just responded and said, I'm sorry, you know, for the 1-star review. I don't recall ever doing an event for you. So I don't understand, you know, the 1-star review, but you know, you're welcome to give me a call and we can kind of discuss, you know, regarding this review. So there's people out there like that, right? And I'm not saying that that's the case with us, but. In life, and you will find in business, no matter how good you are and no matter how much quality work you do, there is just going to be some things that people are not going to be satisfied with, and it might not necessarily be you, and they might leave you a bad review. I mean, what are you going to do?
Yep.
It happens to every business out there. If it didn't happen and someone has perfect reviews and has never had one bad review in the years that they've been in business, I would be concerned because that would raise a red flag for me, you know. But I'll have Tina give you a call, and then I have already notated the account as to in regards as to why you want to just not even proceed forward, okay?
Yep.
All right. Well, I do thank you at the very – hello?